CKUT 90.3 FM, and I'm joined on the line by Lucien. Hello, Lucien.
Hi, Stefan.
How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad.
Good. Lucien is an active member of Le Comité des Sans-Emploi. The committee is planning an action later on in the month. Could you explain a little bit about the action and the motives behind it?
Oh, sure. I think everybody in Montreal can come to agreement that we're living through a housing crisis this year. Even the bourgeois media, which would be the type to say how the changing face of the of downtown and how nice all the new stores are, have to agree that about at least 200 to 300 families did not manage to find an apartment for July 1st. And there are many causes for that. And one of the major causes is gentrification, which is a very big word that maybe not everybody's familiar with, but it means that historically popular neighborhoods are slowly becoming out of range for the population they usually serve, and that the bourgeoisie that live in the suburbs, who are tired of passing through bridges, want to live in the middle of the city, close to their jobs, and with the historically low rent in Montreal. That's what they did. And that on the market of supply and demand of apartments, there's now a lot more people vying for a lot less apartments because lots of apartments are completely out of range, and that gives the landlords an awful lot of power. It makes them be able to do abusive background checks, abusive credit checks, refuse people with kids, with that are people on welfare, and give completely horrendous conditions to the people who want to rent the apartments. And who's going to refuse when there's like 20 other people vying for the same apartment? And I think at the Comité des Sans-Emploi, we're a group that have existed for about 8 years, and we've had a very radical discourse on many social issues, and our discourse is not that we're going to be put ourselves on our knees in front of government asking for reforms that they're never going to put into place anyway. We say we're only going to be able to get what we're able to take, and in that vein we say that with all the abandoned buildings in Montreal which are left to rot completely because of various reasons, like it's more advantageous to become a co-property afterwards, or with tax write-offs, it can be actually more profitable to let a building rot than to actually have people in it. So, in that sense, we're gonna try and take back a building. That is to squat a building on the 27th of July, and the meeting place is at 5 p.m. at the Carré Saint Louis. And you're all invited. There's gonna be food, music, and then we're gonna go to the squat to officially open the squat. There's actually going to be people already there, and that's our action on the 27th.
Great. You mentioned just a minute ago the idea of taking back what one needs or what a community needs. That's it's a very confrontational attitude, and a lot of groups, Les Comités des Sans-Emploi, we heard from OCAMP earlier, are taking that confrontational attitude where, you know, our community needs something and nobody's going to fix it for us, so we're going to fix it ourselves. How have people responded to this attitude?
Well, I don't know if you remember, maybe 3 years ago, there was an action that the Comité did. It was the Commando Bouff,
yeah,
which consisted of going to the Queen Elizabeth Hotel and taking the buffet and bringing it out on the street and giving it to people. And about 3 years ago, that created an enormous public debate as to what was happening with them for the poverty crisis within Montreal. And are people just going to sit down and ask and go through commissions and go through all this and all that for a problem that's very real and that's very there every day for a lot of people? Or are we going to go and finally say, well, there is riches, there are people who are living well, the solutions are there, we just have to organize ourselves and try and take it back. And I think to the point where things are today, it's the kind of discourse we have to have, because the government or whoever else is not just going to give it to us out of pure compassion. We have to take what we can get.
Okay, and it does seem like our government has not been compassionate to the families that did not find apartments on July 1st, the families that cannot feed themselves, and I guess les comités. Answer to that is the squat, or a symbolic answer.
They wouldn't want to mess with the free market, of course. Something way too sacred.
Of course.
People's lives are a lot less important than profit.
Yeah, and so how do you think the response will be in the Montreal community to the squat action?
Well, we're hoping it will create the same kind of debate and open a public space where a community can take care of itself instead of delegating all the responsibility to other people. It's a cry to organize ourselves finally, and not just let the reality deal with us as atomized, completely individuals, which are all living these horrendous situations, but on an individual level. I think we have to collectivize it. I think we have to realize that we're not the only ones living through that, and that it's only through a collective solution that we're going to find the solution. It can't be individual.
Okay. A lot of people seem to be quite hesitant towards the idea of direct democracy or self-governing. I guess Le Committee, through its actions, is trying to show people that this way of living or this idea is possible and can be applied to our world.
Mm-hmm.
So is that one of the basis for organizing in the committee?
Definitely. Through all our actions, we always say it's not our action. It belongs to the people who participate, and
okay.
It belongs to the people who organize. I think that's what... that type of action also not only has a political impact, but also distinguishes us as individuals, and that's what makes us individuals and makes us human beings too.
Okay, and so if people do want to join the march on the 27th and support the squad action, how would they get involved?
Well, there's a meeting place at 5 p.m. at the Carré Saint-Louis, and there's also, you can leave a message or at the committee itself. The number is 596-7094, if people want to call us. We don't, during the summer, we're not going to have any permits, but we regularly take the messages, and then we'll call you back.
Okay, so hopefully the action goes well and it inspires many more people to do similar things.
Yes.
Well, any last words?
Come many to the action.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Stefan.
And take care of yourself.
Same to you.
That was Lucien from the Committee de Saint-Emploi here in Montreal. The committee is organizing an action on July 27th to answer the housing crisis in Montreal. They are taking over a building and opening it up to the public.